This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City. It is Barton Hahn. It is Alan Hahn. It is Bart Scott. And we are presented by Progressive Insurance. And if the pre-show was any indication, this is going to be a red-hot, fiery show. Bart Scott, you were saying I will say this. You almost never participate in the group text of the show.
I observe.
Yeah, you lurk. Yeah, you read. You see everything because you always will comment on what people say later. But you rarely will jump into the pool of back-and-forth conversations among us amateurs. But last night, you were very active and chatty. You were in Bart Shadamas mode where you were predicting things like, this is going to happen now. This is going to happen now. And like it was, and I wish I will screenshot some things if you don't believe me, of things that had you just all fired up. But something about a game that we are all calling one of the great games we've ever seen, one of the games of the ages, Chiefs 42, Bills 36 in the divisional round to complete a walk-off weekend for the NFL, which is again talking about just a weekend for the ages. Every game had some drama. You are not as excited about the rest of us about Chiefs-Bills ending in overtime, Chiefs winning, but just I marvel at the incredible performances on both sides, the two young quarterbacks and what they did, yep. The numbers they put up, the incredible statistics, including the fact that there was, I mean, in the last 2 minutes, the teams combined for 25 points, three lead changes, a tie, and the two quarterbacks combined for three touchdowns and 221 yards in the last 2 minutes of regulation. And yet, you're mad about this game.
I am, because listen, this was an opportunity for Josh Allen, who I felt outplayed Patrick Mahomes, and to me, showed that he was the better quarterback because of the different elements. I know they rushed for about the same thing, but I mean, I thought all things were being equal. You can't get more equal than these stats right here. You know, and I'm not talking about the total numbers. I'm talking about the 5-for-7. I'm talking about the 10-for-13. What I'm talking about is I thought these teams were equal across the board, right? I thought these teams were equal as far as talent on offense, defense, receivers, all the whole shebang.
It proved it.
I also thought that they were equal in coaching staff. And when you have two teams that are equal, it generally comes down to who blinks. Bill Belichick is touted as one of the best coaches in NFL history. Why? Because he's always prepared for the situation. When Josh Allen went down there and answered the answer from Patrick Mahomes, it was an opportunity for the coaching staff to make the right decisions. Not only did they make the wrong decision once, they did it twice. And it is hard for me to let a coaching staff who is one of the best coaching staffs in the league. Wouldn't be surprised if both coordinators got a head coaching job, which only weakens this team, which only means that Josh Allen's opportunities to get into the mountaintop are lessened. This was the time. This kid did everything that he was supposed to do. And he was let down by his coaching staff in the most pivotal moments of the game. Why, Bart? Why? You talk about what they did on offense. Brian Daboll did everything right. Yes, he did. But McDermott, the special team coach, and Leslie Frazier choked. And listen, they didn't choke a little bit. They choked like the second, like they choked like Todd Bowles choked in the coverage he decided to run in the ending of the game in the Rams and Bucks. And we'll get to that later.
Yes.
The squib kick was the play, because you look at the moment. You're going to give arguably the best quarterback in the league right now the ball with three plays from the 30-yard line to get 40 yards. Is that hard to do? No. That's not that hard to do. So time wasn't the issue. The issue was taking time out the clock. This is a different situation if they didn't have all three timeouts. So that means as soon as they catch, and then, great, you're not going to give up the deep ball. That is so amazing. You have three guys deep. Oh, wow. Three guys deep. The problem is you had nobody underneath. You have a four-man rush. You have a four-man rush. That is amazing. You're going to try and put pressure on Patrick Mahomes. Well, guess what? The closest man to Travis Kelce is 10 yards off the ball outside. Well, why do you play outside leverage? Okay, you play outside leverage because you don't want him to get out of bounds because of what? Because you want the clock to keep running. Dodo Bird. You got three timeouts. So that doesn't matter. That means they have access to the middle of the field. And you just gave Travis Kelce, arguably one of the greatest run-after-the-catch tight ends, the ball downhill with an opportunity to have 10 yards of full steam on a 185-pound outside leverage cornerback. That is the dumbest coverage I've ever seen in my life. Why have a four-man rush? Why not, if you want to play that, put cornerbacks on top of Tyreek Hill, cornerbacks on top. You could take defensive linemen out and double-double. The proper way that this was supposed to go, and you can put the text chain out to see that these didn't happen after the fact.
No, you were saying this.
The squib kick goes to 45. If 45 catches the ball, even if he takes a step and then takes a knee, that's at least 3 to 4 seconds off the clock.
Remember, there's 13 seconds left. There was 13 seconds left on the kick.
Oh,
it was a touchback.
And the kicker showed that he can kick the ball out of the damn end zone.
Yeah, it was
congratulations.
65 yards. Yeah, right, exactly.
Congratulations. You just helped them net 30 yards. Thank you. We're taking no time off the clock. Mm-hmm. If you squib kick it to 45.
So it was first and 10 at the 25 with 13 seconds left. And you go 19 yards to Tariq Hill. And then they call a timeout with 8 seconds. And then the play you mentioned to Kelce goes for 25 yards to Buffalo's 31.
So how many yards is that in two plays?
And then there's 3 seconds left.
That's what, 43 yards in two plays? Congratulations, dummy. You just lost the opportunity to go to the AFC Championship.
So you're saying it's that whole part there. 13 seconds ago, we just showed the graphic on ESPN Plus, which was unbelievable. The win probability, according to FPI,
yes,
it reads like a heart rate monitor, which I think everyone's heart rate was probably following along with that trajectory. But it was less than 10%. There it is right here. Watch this thing just go up and down. You see with 13 seconds left, it's at less than 10% win probability. With 13 on first and 10 from the 25, your own 25 with 13 seconds to go. Two plays later and two timeouts, you're kicking for the game tying field goal.
Yes. And so that's what I'm talking about. That's why, you know, experience matters. And Andy Reid has seen it all, done it all. He knew that he had three timeouts, so he knew that time in the entire field was
all right,
available to him.
So let's pause there for a minute because this is all Straight Talk by Straight Talk Wireless. That is a big question of yours. This is something you're hot about. I mean, we do want to focus on, of course, two young quarterbacks that had a magnificent game and some of the other games. But you were so hot about this, I thought, let's just get right to this and let's get it out of the way. Because a lot of people have talked about why did they kick it out of the end zone? Why do a touchback there? Why not put it in play and let them run off some time off the clock? Sean McDermott was asked that question, of course, the head coach of the Bills, and this was his answer.
I know it's 13 seconds. It sounds crazy, but did you consider a squib kick there? Would that have made a difference? Or how do you think about those plays? I mean, it's only 13, but maybe to waste a little more time, was that ever considered?
Yeah, we talk about a lot of things. I'm just going to leave it at the execution, and that starts with me.
You're going to leave it with the execution.
So what is he saying? Is he being passive-aggressive, saying that he called a squib kick and a guy kicked it out of the back of the end zone?
Can't imagine that happened, but maybe there was something different that they wanted to do defensively.
They have a great special team, but that's what I'm saying.
Look, it's a very vague response, but it is him taking the blame instead of saying something else was supposed to happen and it didn't happen. But if you're asking me, if I'm reading into that quote tells me that what happened was not exactly what they had planned, but they went with it. He's making it sound like, yeah, we didn't quite execute what we wanted to do. That's what that sounds like to me. We'll hear more about this, I think, in time. He wasn't about to talk about it
He should have called timeout then and got it right. It's your responsibility. Well, I don't think they're out of timeout.
I don't think they had, because they used a timeout. Remember, they had to call a timeout after Kansas City called the timeout. Then they called the timeout. And I'm not sure if they did. They might have.
Well, listen.
But I'm not sure if they did.
They choked.
They did have a timeout left, though.
The issue is the coaches choke. The reason why coaches can't choke is because they are not out there physically, you know, doing anything. So they should be able to have their mind right. Now, I don't want to distract from the fact that Patrick Mahomes gets another chapter in his greatness and his story. But this shouldn't have been his time. This should have been Josh Allen's time.
And that's what's bothering you more than anything, is that you felt like this was an opportunity. Are we talking about Josh Allen?
And I just want to
Yes, that's what I want to make clear here. You as a guy who played 11 years in the league, blood, sweat, and tears, and had great moments and has played in big games, you saw that. Unlike the rest of us who just were marveling at what we saw and the drama
Mahomes is so great.
Your problem is you're not happy because there's a guy that deserved better and he didn't get it.
Yes.
And it wasn't to anything he did wrong.
One team was let down by their coaches and the other ones weren't. And that's what I'm saying. Josh Allen played a better game in the clutch moment. What Patrick Mahomes did was easy as hell. It was easy as hell to throw the ball to Tyreek Hill when he's uncovered. It's easy as hell to throw the ball to Travis Kelce with nobody on him. What Josh did with the 102 to look off the safety to throw a dart was a lot harder than throwing on air.
Yes. That last touchdown let Patrick Mahomes
basically throw 7-on-7 against air, where what Josh Allen had to do to retake the lead was really high-end quarterback play. That's why I'm mad.
Okay. All right. Again, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. The number's 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We already have a lot of people that want to talk about this. But before we do, though, let's hear from the other side of this. Andy Reid, who's going to, by the way, a fourth straight AFC championship game.
Yeah.
You know, the last time a team went four straight championship games, he was also the coach. The Philadelphia Eagles did that early 2000s. So, I mean, this guy obviously is a great coach. And when he felt like the moment, this was a great game.
I could tell by the excitement of our team and then, you know, the way everybody ended up on the field. I mean, that doesn't happen very often. No fan. The fans all stayed. Not a fan left. So you knew it was quite a grinder. And you're right. I was in the middle of it. However, our coaches did a great job.
And that's where they end up going on to a championship game that you feel like the Bills should be the team moving on. That's Straight Talk by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. You want to talk to some people about this game now, Bart?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know how fired up you are about it. And let's talk to some people who also might be fired up about it as well. Let's begin. Let's see. Trace. Trace is in Texas. What's going on, Trace?
Good morning, gentlemen. Everybody's talking about the squib kick, and I have to disagree that cost them the game.
Sure.
You squib, and they lay on it, the clock doesn't start. At the most, 1 second.
Bro, you got to get touched. You have to get touched for the clock to stop, right? So you're not correct.
No, hold on. If you give yourself up on a squib kick,
okay,
you're down.
And how many seconds does it come off the clock? How many seconds come off the clock? You tell me. Three?
At the most, one.
No,
one.
That's not true.
If you give yourself up. The thing to do is kick it deep, but make them either call a fair catch at like the five, or hope to God somebody stupid and picks it up.
You squib kick it, and you have the possibility of clipping somebody. You have the possibility of it clipping somebody, which makes it live automatically. But it doesn't just take off 1 second. You can't just lay on it.
Let's take James, who has another angle on the squib kick. Go ahead, James.
Gentlemen, hold on. Let me come off the space. Okay. Bart, Hans, good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
Let me be honest. I have to agree with Bart. And it's simply facts. If you squib kick the ball, first of all, there's no guarantee whoever it is that's going to try to cover that ball, they can catch it cleanly. That's the first thing. And even if they do catch it cleanly, you're going to get a minimum of 3 to 4 seconds to come off the clock. Now, you're down to 9, 8. Wherever they pick that ball up at, with those 9 seconds left, there's no way humanly possible the great Patrick Mahomes, and I'm not a Kansas City fan, I'm just a diehard football fan, there's no way he can make it to, what is it, the 31 and get a shot at a good field goal from there?
Well, they need to get to the 40.
So,
Yeah, yeah. They ended up getting to the 31, but still.
And you don't let people run off the line of scrimmage untouched. That's dumb. Like, you challenge them and put somebody there so it's a hard throw. He basically made 2 7-on-7 throws, like pat and go before the start of the game starts. You go pat and go when you throw it on air. That's basically what he did. That's the dumb. Who needs a four-man rush if nobody's over the receiver? It's dumb. So incompetence.
So you don't even like never mind not the squib, but also the defense
okay.
just giving up as well. It's like so it you really is 13 seconds of just really poor coaching.
Yes.
That and I know why you're – and again, I want to repeat to everybody, there's a reason why Bart's really mad right now, and it has nothing to do with anything more than he saw a guy play a great game and he deserved better. That's what bothered you the most out of this,
from
right?
his coaching staff.
That bothered you the
situational
most.
Situational football.
It's one thing if he threw a pick or made a mistake or fumbled. Like, if it was something like that, then you could say, well, he screwed up. But he did nothing. He did nothing wrong, and he didn't win the game.
And the defense, that they chose to play was wrong. And that defense deserved better calls.
So there's nothing about Mahomes.
No, he threw two scores. He threw two passes on air. He basically threw two passes on air. Where was the contested throw? It wasn't. They basically threw a screen on the first play.
Yep.
With nobody in front of him.
Yeah, he just took off.
And there was nobody in front of him. Yep. It wasn't a defender within 10 yards when he caught the ball. So you might as well had 11 people in coverage if you're not going to cover anybody.
Let's take KJ, who's in Michigan, on this. Go ahead, KJ.
Bart, I got to give you props, brother. I was watching that game thinking the exact same thing, and I'm like, how can you do that in coverage like that? Like, if I'm just a normal guy watching, how does a defensive coordinator not know this? And, you talk about that game, but and the same thing with Todd Bowles and his coverage. I was absolutely livid, man. I get your passion. I appreciate it. You're the only person I've heard today say it like this, and I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you. Todd Bowles, let me tell you why Todd Bowles was like, listen, in cover. Listen, we have a saying. With Rex, in cover zero, you cannot be late. Newsflash, you ain't surprising nobody with cover zero. So if you're going to have it, you might as well line up in the gaps and straight rush because they end up short. Everybody has to avoid underneath, and somebody's going to come free. We don't know who it is. That's why you stay on the train tracks. Levante David was screaming at everybody on the sideline. Threw his helmet off early in the game,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I saw that, right.
Threw his helmet off. We got to be better. Guess who didn't blitz on the cover zero? Levante David. That's how they picked it up. So don't be pointing the finger early, and you the dude in the most pivotal time that did not blitz in the cover zero.
That's completely other game. Now, I just want – just because you always like about receipts, right? So after the Chiefs – scored to take the Chiefs score to make it 33-29. Bart said too much time for Allen, and he was right. Six plays later, the Bills then took the 36-33 lead. I'm going through the text chain right now. And then you said you said, told you, and then you said, I'm kicking it short. That's what you said. I'm making them take off 5 seconds. Literally as it's this is all real time. And then when they didn't, you said, dumb. He can still get in field goal range. I would have kicked it short. Dumb. Everybody else is talking about other things.
Yeah.
Where do you rank Josh Allen right now? All this, and you just keep saying only to say this is. It's so funny if I could give you the whole context.
We're gonna put it on our Twitter feed.
It's almost impossible because John, myself, Cam, we're all talking about
just
completely different.
Just pay attention to what I'm saying.
It's almost like we're all sitting in a room and we're having a conversation.
Y'all high-fiving
and you're
each other. I'm sitting there.
And you're yelling stuff like this is dumb, and we're just like, wow, what a game. So you and then you said, if they kicked it short, it would have been over. They should be pressing the receivers. That doesn't happen. Stupid. Then you text. That's why you kick it short. Stupid. Told you. Stupid. And then Bart left the chat.
Yeah, because I knew what was about to happen.
Legit, that's how that all stupid. Went down, everybody. It really was something else. All right, 888
Three dumbs and a stupid.
888-729. It was 3776 is the number to be part of the conversation on that game. But by the way, that was just the end of what was a wild week. I mean, that really was a crazy weekend. So many more games to get to. We certainly will do that, and we'll do that, of course, as we continue taking your calls and your input on this as well, including how about this tidbit? For the first time in 12 years, we're going to have championship weekend without Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. That's how long it's been.
Yes, he did. Oh, would have been 4-for-4. Leslie Frazier was so damn dumb.
That's why you're mad. All right, so we'll get to all that coming up. But first, I want to tell you that it's time to reset the clock. So if you don't yet have life insurance, listen up. Just a couple minutes out of your day can make a big difference for you and ones you love. You don't want just any company for your life insurance. You need a pro. You need SelectQuote. For over 35 years, SelectQuote has helped people save 50% or more by shopping highly rated insurance carriers. Check this out. SelectQuote has found a 40-year-old guy with high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. That's right, $19 a month. Seriously, that's nothing to be able to protect your family. Plus, quotes at SelectQuote are free and take only minutes. So do me a favor. Take a couple of minutes and get your free quote. Call 800-960-3030, 800-960-3030, 800-960-3030, or go to SelectQuote. That's SelectQuote.com. Full details on sample policy and carrier ratings on SelectQuote.com/commercials. Price could vary by health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
With 4 seconds on the clock, we'll attempt a 30-yard field goal from the left half. Hits it with the right foot. Kick on its way. It is through. It is good. Matt Gay brings it home. Los Angeles will host the NFC Championship game next Sunday at SoFi Stadium.
Heard that on ESPN 710. We'll get to the next game now. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com. So we move on from that game. We will continue, of course, to take your calls on the conversation there because, as you know, Bart was heated, had his take on what happened between the Bills and the Chiefs. So Mahomes and the Chiefs move on. Andy Reid again, conference championship. But Bart's looking at it. If you're in Buffalo, that's an opportunity lost. And will they ever get it again? We shall see.
My Super Bowl picks are still alive, too, by the way. I think at the beginning of the year, I said Rams, Kansas City.
Oh, that's very much alive.
And that's the one.
In fact, if you're the NFL.
The best one. That's what you want.
Yeah, you don't want a grinder. You want
Aaron
one
Donald,
that 33-31. Yeah.
Aaron Donald, Von Miller against Patrick Mahomes. I don't want to see the rematch.
I am with you. But what we aren't going to get is the rematch in the NFC of Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. In fact, we're not going to get either one of them.
Yeah.
In fact, for the first time in 12 years, neither one of them is playing this coming weekend in championship weekend, which is a rarity.
What did Barstradamus say?
I know.
Last we've seen of Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know
And
why?
He's left that door. He has certainly left that door open. Yeah.
It's wanna not open. It's closed because Barstradamus said it.
I meant the door open as far as, you know what? Let's hear from Tom Brady. Right? Do we have? Yes, we do. We have Tom Brady right here talking about his future status after that. Well, I mean, what a wild game that was, yeah. The loss to the Rams.
I know a lot of people wondering how you will contemplate whether you'll come back or not.
I haven't put a lot of thought into it, so you know, we'll just take it day by day and see, kind of see where we're at.
He hasn't put any thought into it?
He's lying. You want me to tell you why he's gone? You want me to tell you why he's gone?
Go ahead.
he's gone because they can no longer put this same type of team around him. So that means that he's not going to have the benefit of having three of everything. Remember, he had three number one receivers. Antonio Brown, number one receiver. Mm-hmm. Chris Godwin, number one receiver.
Who was injured?
Mike Evans, number one receiver.
Who had an amazing
Gronkowski,
catch
Gronkowski, number one tight end.
Still can
Cameron
deliver.
Cameron Brake, number one tight end.
Still can deliver.
Everybody's not going to take pay cuts. Like, Ndamukong Suh has to go, right? Because they have to start paying some of their young talent, right? Eventually, so now they're not in a really in a rebuild mode. They're in a reset mode. And I know the salary cap is going up, but Pierre Paul is going to be gone, right? Because now the kid from Washington is going to be his time to eat. So now Shaq Barrett is a free agent. Somebody's going to pay him and make him the highest pay. They can't afford to keep everybody together.
All right.
So Tom Brady is not going to stay with a team that can't be the one of the best, most talented teams in the league. He's gone. You heard it here first. I told you last week.
All right. We have all week to discuss the futures of both of these quarterbacks, but we have today to talk about what we saw, though, on the field. And your guy.
Yes, my guy.
How is this working out now?
I hate how Dan Orlovsky.
Well, that is Dan Orlovsky. Wait a minute. He was his wingman for years
in
Detroit.
I don't care if he's his wingman.
That's his guy.
Okay, when Matthew Stafford was drafted in Detroit, I was a fan. And I've been saying for years because I went against him.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been screaming this from the mountaintops.
You have.
Before that. Rex Ryan, every week on Organized Chaos, you got Matthew Stafford. I'm like, bro, this dude is legit. Like, this dude had more comebacks. Listen, if you can be okay.
43rd game-winning drive in the fourth quarter or overtime is the most of anyone since he was drafted. So since his draft year, he's done it more than any other quarterback in the NFL.
And you don't do that if you're not
one
clutch.
More than Drew Brees.
And you want to know why he has to come back? Because he had a bum squad all the time. No matter how many touchdowns he put up, they would always find a way to lose it. This dude was doing this without a 100-yard rusher. And I'm happy that Cam Akers decided to be choke solid and act like Tiki Barber early in his career when he was fumble rooski, man, just dropping the ball, just handing the ball off to everybody left and right when it's scoring time. They let him back. They let him back in the game, right? And I'm glad they did that so he can remind you guys, one, you can't blitz the man. Why? He's the number one quarterback against the blitz in Todd Bowles in the middle of the field.
Numbers against the blitz were something like 10 for 15.
Did they not read the scouting report?
In this game, like he faced the blitz.
But he's number one in the NFL against the blitz.
He doesn't get rattled.
And you
new
don't
Matty Ice. He's the new Matty Ice.
And you don't just blitz him. You all out blitz him, which exposes everybody, right? So I'm glad that Matthew Stafford would say, and I'm glad Sean McVay said, nah, seen this movie before, not about to let the GOAT come back in overtime, win the toss, and win the game. Guess what? We about to go ahead and get this. And man, oh man, you talk about the touch that you have to put on that ball. You talk about the arm strength you have to flick a ball 60 yards off your back foot as you're retreating.
Mm-hmm.
Could he have handed it off any better to Cooper Kupp in stride? So listen, all the Matthew Stafford haters, and I had to defend Matthew Stafford from Detroit Lions fans that was calling me with this garbage all year. Take a victory lap, Matthew Stafford. Guess what? We still have work to do. But, man, and I think they exercise these demons against their nemesis. Not because in a perfect world they would beat them, but because, man, San Francisco left everything out there. Debo's beat up. And they remind me, San Francisco reminds me of the team that I was with and we went to Pittsburgh. We were together with Turtle and duct tape. Like, we had nothing physically, emotionally left. And when you saw Debo Samuels and everything that he gave
You're talking about that game. It was after the
it was after the Can't Wait game.
After Can't Wait game, right.
Yeah.
2010.
Yeah, so you talk about Debo. I don't know how much more he has to give. So they're not going to get the real Debo Samuels. Because he's beat up. He's limping off the field. He took a chest shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was crazy. His ribs or something. He was over there trying to catch his breath, trying to figure out. That's all adrenaline. All that's going to wear off. Trent Williams, ankle. And man, oh man, when you talk about musical chairs, right? And you sit down, guess who don't have a seat? The worst quarterback left. Last week, we saw worst. First week, Derek Carr, worst quarterback in the tournament. Gone. Then, last week, we saw Ryan Tannehill, worst quarterback left in the tournament. Gone.
All right, Saturday.
Who's the worst quarterback left in the tournament?
Jimmy G?
Yep. Gone. Quarterback play matters in these moments. Because when you have a great quarterback, he can overcome something like Cooper Kupp and Cam Akers fumbling the ball three times, handing the damn ball off.
All right, well, we heard from Tom Brady. How about Aaron Rodgers? Because now that he has walked off Lambeau a loser again in a playoff game after another 13-win season and all these expectations, having the top seed, having the home bye, all that stuff, once again walks off the field a loser at Lambeau, and now not just questions about Tom Brady's future, but how about Aaron Rodgers' future? Is one thing he doesn't want to be part of.
I don't know. You know, I'm still super competitive. I still know I can play at a high level. So it's going to be a tough decision. A lot of things to weigh in the coming weeks. You know, so many guys' contracts are up or on the brink or salary cap stuff. So a lot of decisions to be made. I don't want to be a part of a rebuild if I'm going to keep playing. So a lot of decisions, you know, in the next couple months.
Message sent.
Yeah. Hashtag
peace. So you're saying he's out of there too.
When we come back, can I explain why? I'll explain why when I come back.
Explain why he's out too.
Yeah, why he's out. I told you why Tom Brady's gone.
Explain that and also explain another quarterback that we haven't talked about yet had a great performance. Joe Burrow.
Macaulay Culkin.
The new Joe Cool. All right. Another one.
Whoa, you can't give him Joe Cool.
Come on, man.
That belongs to Joe Flacco, who is in
Joe Flacco?
Joe Flacco. That's Joe Flacco's nickname. You do know that, right? Joe Cool. Because he never got rattled.
I believe Joe Montana also had that nickname.
Okay. But everybody who had that nickname was Super Bowl MVP. Joe Burrow, not so early.
Not yet. But maybe he did look cool. If you get sacked 9 times and still win the game, There's some ice water running through your veins. Yeah. All right, we'll get to all that coming up. Your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But first, Bart wants to tell you about some Straight Talk.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. I mean really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless. Now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and a nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. Yes, I am the circus.
Man, are they playing
the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speeds may vary. Wow!
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
I mean, there's just no talking to you today. None. No talking to you. I don't know, Bart Scott.
Y'all be speaking with y'all fan cap, man.
All right, so we're allowed to do that. That's the best thing about sports, is fans have a say too.
Oh,
here's another say.
What's wrong with this society?
Oh, don't go there.
This is a societal thing.
No, it's not.
Everybody wants to make everything easier. Let me set it up.
People at home are like, what the hell are they talking about? Hi, everybody. So here's the deal. Out of last night's game, another thing that came out of it that really has Bart upset, but the rest of us sort of are feeling like, do we like this? NFL in the playoffs, overtime, I mean, I mean, every other sport, everybody gets a chance to score. In the NFL, if you give up a touchdown, game's over. Wait a minute. Hang on a second. Shouldn't there be like baseball, like an inning? Like, all right, so you won the so you win the coin toss, you probably win the game.
So go another.
Like, what is that?
That's not true.
It's not true, but I mean, it still is very possible that the coin toss will decide who has a better chance to win the game.
Okay.
And I know you're going to say, well, get the stop. I understand. But if you score, how do I not have a chance to answer score?
So why don't we complain about the start of the game? It starts with a coin toss.
That's ridiculous. This is No. There's no suddenness to the start of the game. The suddenness is the end. In baseball, you have the bottom of the inning.
Oh.
So if they score in the top, I can at least answer. Now, if they score in the bottom, I already had a chance to score and I didn't. You understand how that works? In basketball, it's not first basket wins and we all just leave. Whoever wins the tip-off, get your shot. You're done.
So let's go.
It's not that. In hockey, both teams have a chance to score. They drop the puck and you just go. This is the one sport where the other team never has a chance to at least answer. And if they can't answer, then the game's over.
So we agree that there's two sides to football, right? Offense and the defense.
There's two sides to every sport.
Right.
There's an offense
and
a defense in every sport.
Right. So
this is the only one where you don't get a chance to answer.
Okay, so what if you kick the ball off, pin them down at the 15, they don't get a first down, you punt. In the sense that you're already in field goal range because of your defense. Guess what? Some teams have better defenses than offenses. Listen, on some of the teams I played on, we would prefer to kick the hell the ball damn off.
Come on.
I'm dead
really?
Serious.
Yeah.
Yes. Give them the ball. You can have it.
I don't understand why you couldn't. And again, I go back to this. I don't want you to play all night, but the point is.
I don't want you to play all night, but play all night.
No, not play all night.
So what?
Somebody eventually's got to get a stop.
Yeah, so what if both teams get a touchdown and get a touchdown? We're going to go to double overtime.
Yeah.
That likelihood. So then, man, come on, man.
That usually works.
No.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah. And then that barbecue chicken for the week after. How about this?
How are you barbecue chicken when you played 12 more minutes?
Those are 12 more plays.
All right.
Likelihood 12 more people going to get hurt. Listen. Defense is a part of the game as well.
It is.
Would you rather – okay, who has a bad – who has – Let's just say, like, if this was the Packers game and it went to overtime, they'd have been playing for 2 weeks. What are we talking about?
Nobody
can score.
Nobody can score.
Well, so what are we talking about?
Well, Chiefs-Bills, Josh Allen, who you feel like was robbed, never got a chance to answer.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes did the same thing. AFC Championship game 2 years ago. 2019,
yep.
Right? He
yep.
never had a chance
yep.
to go back on the field.
You want to know why?
Matt Ryan never got a chance to go back on the field when they blew that lead.
You want to know why?
In the Super Bowl.
You want to know why? Because they didn't decide to put their resources in their defense. They put all their equity in their offense. That's why. Because they'd put more equity in their defense, they would have got a damn stop and got a punt, and then Patrick Mahomes would have had an opportunity.
Is this game entertaining? It's supposed to be entertaining, right? People are supposed to enjoy watching it.
Oh, so offense is entertaining.
Yes.
You mean to tell me Aaron Donald getting that Tom Brady
people
and what they did to Tom Brady was not entertaining?
Football. More Barton Hunt next.
Oh, that's.
Burrow is advancing.
He played against Tennessee and Ryan Tannehill. So let's not act like Joe Burrow was Joe Montana. He did his job, but Tannehill did the job for them.
Today's a day for doing. You know who got it done? Joe Burrow. He did get it done, man. I know it bothers you, AFC North, all that stuff.
It doesn't.
He got it done.
It doesn't. The buck stops here. I mean, this is the best
draw do you respect that? By the way, it's brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done. Sacked 9 times.
Yes. Yeah.
You as a defensive player, a guy who loved getting after the quarterback when you could, picture right behind you of you getting after Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a part of you that respects that out of Joe Burrow? Like, damn, like 9 sacks and never flinched.
No, I do. Listen, I respect that. I respect that he took his ass kicking like a man, right? And he got up and he punched back. Most guys fold up like bad tents. But this is the thing. He can do that now while he's young. The body blows that he's taking is not good for himself long term. If they don't go out and get the best two linemen on the market and pay them $1 billion.
Forget it, right? Absolutely.
They not just one. They need to go out and get 2 and draft 3.
$1 billion. If they have 9 draft picks, all 9 picks should be offensive linemen.
They have to go out there like Orlando Brown Jr., they need to say, write a check. Like, he's a free agent, write a check.
You gotta figure out
listen,
the cap.
I don't care what the cap is. Because guess what? They're not paying nobody other than Trey Henderson.
Yeah, they got a lot of young guys.
Right. So they don't have to pay. They don't have to worry about Chase for a while. They ain't got to worry about T. Higgins, Mixon. Listen, Orlando Brown, here's 25 million. Trent Williams, here you go. You got more money than Trent Williams. Not because – and you highly, grossly overpaid. But listen, if you don't overpay for them, that man, We'll never see how special he is. We'll never see how special he is.
Well, we're seeing it, though. I mean, we're absolutely seeing it.
He's special. But one thing we know who's not special, Ryan Tannehill. Like, because it is hard to have a receiver.
The two were tipped, but that second one was so, like, just. That's that throw everybody went, what are you doing?
Bro, you let Eli, who I didn't even know was still alive, let alone in the league, make a play on you to win the game. You got outfoxed by Eli. Listen.
You remember Eli Apple?
I know Vrabel is saying all the right things. Can't blame it on one person. Guess what? The defense didn't do anything wrong.
Nope.
Like, 9 sacks? Nah.
Do they need a quarterback?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And listen, I got a problem with Ryan Clark. I got a problem with Dan Orlovsky, these dudes.
What now?
That is saying, like, they went back to that draft class and said, oh, Mahomes should have been drafted before Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson is as good, if not better. Please, because we have not seen this man in a year, do not realize that the year that was a shortened year, the COVID year, dude threw for like 4,500 yards with nobody, without DeAndre Hopkins. Please do not put this disrespect on this man's name.
Again,
this
man we're is forgetting because we is haven't seen him.
He is a top five.
Mm-hmm.
Top five, not six, seven, eight. Top five talent in this league.
I just want to give this. I'm sorry. I just want to give this example of Joe Burrow, though, and the confidence of this young Bengals team. How about what he said about Evan McPherson, the rookie kicker?
Mm-hmm.
What McPherson told him when it was time to go for the game winner.
As he was going out to kick, he gave a little warm up swing, and he said, looks like we're going to the AFC Championship right before he went out there to kick it. And when you have a kicker, I mean, we knew exactly what we had as soon as he walked into the building in camp, and we just saw how he carried himself. You know exactly how a kicker is going to perform when, obviously, everyone at this level can kick.
Kickers are only important when they're important, right? Like in those moments.
Can I tell Joe Burrow something?
Yes, real quick.
Take advantage, because it is not a guarantee that you are going back and going to be able to replicate this success. This was a unique year where a lot of people were hurt, and the field was wide open. And the draw that you got, playing the Raiders, playing Tennessee, was the best draw, which gave you the best chance. It don't always work out like that, because in a normal world, you would have had to play the Buffalo Bills or Kansas City in that divisional round.
I feel like they can be very free in the championship game. Coming up, changing the guard in the NFL. How does it impact the league? We'll discuss. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.